I just got back from Iceland not too long ago. And by the way, this is James Eek, and you're listening to the Warrior's Way podcast, episode 145. And if you tuned in last week, I think you would have heard, in no uncertain terms, that a trip to Iceland is life-changing. It's life-affirming, and it is life-changing. Although I imagine maybe if you went, you know, for a day, it wouldn't be. I was there for 3 weeks and would quite happily still be there, adventuring, exploring, and really getting back to the basics of who this guy is, and in a lot of ways, who we all are. One thing that I found out while I was there, which was really surprising to me, because I'm sure you've all seen what Iceland looks like. It's this vast, somewhat barren sort of place. And I nearly got hit crossing this road again. I don't know what it is with this one street. Cars just barrel at you. I won't tell you what street it is, because I don't want you to find out for yourself. Anyways, what I found out is that this barren, empty place hasn't always been that way. In fact, when the Norse first went to Iceland, it was heavily forested. So all these pictures that you see of this, you know, very open place with no trees or very little trees, it was actually covered in forest. Now, what happened and the reason for it is that Iceland has a huge amount of iron that is right at the surface. You'll see hills and mountainsides that have this kind of red color to them, and that's iron. So when the Norse got there, being the cool folks that they were and are, speaking for myself, they thought, hey, I got an idea. Why don't I smelt this and I can make things I need and I can export it as well. It's a great idea. So they cut down the trees. Now, if you can imagine, in a place like Iceland, you don't have a lot of topsoil. It is a volcanic island, and it, compared to other places, it hasn't been around as long. It rose out of the Atlantic, I think, when I saw it was like 25 million years ago or something like that. But most of the other continents and places were already existing at that time. So it's relatively a baby on this planet. And when you cut down all the trees and you're living in a place that has very, very heavy winds and weather that is fun and interesting, I'll put it that way, what happens is all that topsoil that's being held together by the roots, it all disappears. And that is not a good thing for trees growing back. So all these, you know, industrious Norse folks ended up with a place that couldn't sustain what was there before. And that's kind of tragic in a lot of ways. Now, there's been a lot of work that has been done since then to reforest. And there are places, I've walked through a very cool forest. I think it was, where the heck was it? I think it was Egilsdottir. Beautiful forest, actually. But they're very few and far between. And when you're driving around Iceland, you'll see attempts to plant trees, but, you know, living in British Columbia, we have a lot of trees and a lot of forests. So you can always, you're someone from here, you know which trees look healthy and which don't. And there were quite a few that didn't look like they were going to make it, which is, all in all, that's okay. As long as some make it, because then things can happen. So at least that's a positive thing. Now, you might be asking yourself, what the heck does this have to do with training and changing my life and everything else? Well, a lot, actually. For one, we're in the middle of, or maybe at the end, who knows, or hopefully just at the start, of a climate crisis. And for those of us that train, it behooves us to actually pick up the tools and fight the good fight and every other kind of cliche that you can come up with to do something about this. That means making serious choices about what you buy, trying to reduce your impact on this earth, and living in a way that gets us back to where we always have been. And I'm not going to go too much into that. My Lord, took the wrong turn. I'm in middle of construction. I'll turn here. Crossing the street again, and cars are stopping. The power of the pedestrian crosswalk. In terms of what else that means is, well, quite frankly, those early people, 1,000 years ago, they didn't know better, but they screwed up. They fell on their faces. And the people after them had to deal with it. I mean, yes, it's a beautiful place. It's beautiful beyond words, actually. I can't even sum up what that place is like. But I don't think anybody could back then have anticipated that, cutting down some trees and smelting some ore is actually maybe not the best plan. What maybe they could have done is, cut down two and left the third. Or something that had a little bit more forethought. If we were doing the same practices today, I'm sure, hopefully, the people would think about these things a little bit more. They would plan for the future. I like the idea that when you are doing things, you have to think about generations down the road. Whether I've heard that you should think 5 generations from now when you make your plans, especially big plans. So if you're thinking about cutting down a forest, well, think 5 generations down the road from now. What does that mean? What does that look like? And you're going to make decisions a little bit differently then. But more to the point, I think the lesson in all of that, it's kind of twofold. The obvious one is that people are working very hard trying to rebuild what was lost, making the effort, spending the time, understanding the need to plant trees. Because let's face it, we need more trees, we need more green things, we don't need less of them. But also the thing to remember is that people make mistakes. You know what? Whether you're a bodhisattva or you are, some high-level superstar black belt, you are going to make mistakes. That's part of being human. You are going to do stupid things. You're going to drop the ball. You're going to say things. You are going to do things. You're going to get angry. You're going to get mad. You're going to whatever. It doesn't even matter. It's part of the human experience to fall on their face and get back up. And the reality is you shouldn't put too much on that one little thing. What you should put your effort into and your time and your thoughts is into learning from that, becoming better because of it. That's what training is actually about. That's what training is about. So, like, if you go through your life thinking that every cool person ever has never done anything dumb, you know, whether it's, you know, the Dalai Lama, Thich Nhat Hanh, Funakoshi, Yoshiba, whoever, they have all done dumb things. Every type of person on planet Earth, every culture, every society, every country have done stupid and sometimes terrible things. Now imagine if we lived our lives just constantly in the past about what happened. You know, you can never forget the descendants of the Mongols for trying to invade the planet. You can never forget the ancestors of Alexander the Great for all the mayhem that he caused. You can never forgive or forget the French or the English or the this or the that. It would be just utter foolishness. We all understand that there are people that do things, and for better or for worse, we accept that it happened. So you need to live your life with that understanding and not be afraid of living a life. You know, you're going to make some decisions in your life, and you are maybe later going to be like, how on earth did I think that was a good idea? Welcome to humanity. I'm sure those early settlers of Iceland, if you were able to sit down with them and be like, hey buddy, if you cut down this forest, this is what's going to happen down the road. They'd be like, oh dang, that's probably not the best plan. So the same thing we have to do with whatever it is that we are doing. And we have to try not to overly judge it either. You know, I hear it about people all the time that they're like, oh, I'm just not good at this. Or, you know, oh, I'm trying to meditate, but I'm not good at it. That's the fatal flaw to start off with in that thinking is the judging. Usually this idea of I'm good at something or I'm bad at something, it's subjective to start with, but it's also dualistic. It's the view that there, you know, really is this thing that is I'm good and this thing that is I'm bad. And neither of those actually exist. You know, you are doing something, period. Or you did something, period. The judging, that's just, you know, what you may say is I'm not good at. Someone else might be like, I'm awesome at this. Now, of course, that in some ways that's a simplistic way of looking at things, you know, like, you know, I could definitely say war is not a good thing. And this is from someone that was a combat arms army captain. War is not a good thing. Is it part of humanity? Yes, definitely. It is part of us. And is it sometimes necessary? Unfortunately, it is. Because us humans are the way we are. And until we all evolve and, I don't know, start to float and have enlightenment, we're going to be plagued by these things for the rest of our time as a species. Just hopefully we start to do it in a more rational sort of way, not in a vindictive, vengeful way. You know, you go after the bad guys and that ends it. It's not this stupidity that we tend to do where we lie about our reasons for things and then just keep at it. That's not learning. That's not evolving. That's just, it's vulgar stupidity. So for all of us, I think the lesson with Iceland is in that, in what Iceland tries to do today in reforesting. So they've learned from what has happened and they're moving on. But as you can also see, the deforestation, as awful as that is when you think of it, it actually made something beautiful. Iceland wouldn't look like it does if it hadn't happened. as strange as that sounds, as sad as that sounds, I love trees. So that's something to think about in all of that. There's definitely a lesson to be learned. And in this time when we really have to think about the world around us and the choices that we make in the bigger sense, you know, not the selfish little things that we do, but the bigger things that we do and the decisions that we make that impact the whole, we need to do better. You know, like, buy local, get produce from local farmers instead of having to depend on, you know, getting stuff from Ecuador and Uruguay and wherever, because we need to do better, or else we're going to find ourselves all floating around on an island in space that is barren and trying to figure out, how do we replant, how do we rebuild, how do we learn? Because it's the reality is, it's getting there, folks. There's a lesson to be learned from Iceland. So look into it and examine your life, because I certainly examine my life. And that is the training. It's about forgiving and carrying on. And that's an important lesson for us all. And not to judge so much, because at the end of the day, we're all human and we're prone to the same foolishness. And, you know, whether it's my ancestors or your ancestors that made dumb decisions, we all live with it. So you have to do better yourself. Until next time, I'm James Eek. Train hard, have fun, and be a great friend, especially to this planet, and especially to yourself. Check out the website, warriorsway.ca, and I will talk to you next time.